Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Gentlemen, we are now into hour number two. We're going to have a special report with Leanne McAdoo and Gigi Arnetta here in studio with us, contrasting people that were out protesting and calling for the impeachment of Obama yesterday, part of a big national spontaneous events that were just started on the internet. By spontaneous, people just spontaneously hear about it and on their own volition go out and do it. So uncoordinated, I should say, and very successful. Thousands out in L.A., hundreds out here in Austin at scores of different events throughout the day. Looking at these people talking versus the majority of Austinites we talk to, if we go to trendy areas, which means mindless TV head idiot areas that are living in a fantasy land. If we go to fantasy land areas of Austin, it's like L.A., they'll call for anything, banning water, arresting all gun owners, and having the NSA spy on everyone because they, quote, have nothing to hide. In fact, we're going to play both their reports when they come in, but can we cue up that Miss USA contestant? There was a bunch of them, but the one that said, I want to be followed and track what I do to make sure I'm safe. I mean, we'll play that later. We're going to get to the Dr. Khalid Muhammad clip, since I mentioned it earlier. I don't want folks to think I'm making things up. And then we're going to go to your phone call starting in the next segment. But I was just getting into the prosecutor CPS types that are on my YouTube comments with the headline, Texas Town Kills Two-Year-Old Because Parents Smoke Pot. And it is. The town allowed it. The government did it. It was under state care. Bashed the two-year-old girl's brains out. And you've got people in there. It's a minority, but they're in there viciously defending her death. And then you've separately got these black Israelite types in there who are saying white people are all devils inherently and need to be wiped out. And it's so what? She's a white devil. I mean, it just shows how all these people are in their own niche. Government dehumanizes a little girl. The white supremacists dehumanize a black person that's killed. The black supremacists dehumanize a little white girl because people can't handle the pain. I mean, I get why they do it. It's a fool's errand. It's a coward's avenue. But let's go to Dr. Khalid Muhammad, debating Anthony J. Hilder about killing the blue-eyed devils. Here it is.
I kill the women in South Africa. I said kill the women because the women are the military manufacturing center. And every 9 months they lay down on their backs and reinforcement rolls out from between their legs. So shut down the military manufacturing center by killing the white woman. Why kill the elder crackers? The old crepit crackers in South Africa. How in the hell you think they got old? They got old oppressing and killing black people.
Yes, sir.
I said, kill a cripple, kill a hell for a car. Come on.
I'll turn it off. He starts getting profane here in a minute. The whole point is, if anybody knew the real history of South Africa, it was the Dutch and the British and the French all killing each other, constantly getting allied with black tribes. And if you went in one of the wrong areas and were white into a white area, they'd kill you. If you went to one of the wrong black areas, you were black, the wrong tribe, they'd kill you. It's tribalism, folks. They act like it only comes from white people. And then you had this vestigial leftover of some of the rich white ruling class that had basically apartheid going on, which was a bad system if you have real equality. But the point is, now since they got rid of that, South Africa, on record, has collapsed into mass murder and total bedlam, with the black tribes just killing each other 24/7. You're like, what, do you single back to apartheid? No. But you go out of one bad system into something even worse, run by a bunch of communists. And, of course, it was the big diamond companies and the ultra-rich that wanted to be able to go into the Dutch and French areas where whites had gone in and set up their own areas, and they just took all that away and gave it to the big companies. And now the blacks have no jobs. I mean, it's on record. So you just, the Rothschilds just came in with De Beers. They'd already been there forever and just got rid of their white competition. So, hey, there you go. Same deal. Hope you enjoy it. The Blue-Eyed Devils.
Hello, I'm Alex Jones. Myself, my family, the InfoWars.com team want to relay to you and your families that we are intensifying our efforts against the globalist on every front. InfoWars.com is leading the fight against the technocrats. But we can't do that without your help. By getting the films, bumper stickers, and t-shirts at InfoWars.com, you will wake up people in your area and support our operation as we move to the next level. We need your help to spread the word like never before. They wish to hide themselves during this tectonic battle between the forces of freedom and darkness. You are the response to the globalist technocrats and their program of global eugenics, dehumanization, and ultimate extermination. The war is here. It's an info war. The spirit of 1776 versus the mindset of 1984.
There is a false sense of security that the greatest economic crash since the Great Depression is over. But unemployment is still at a 20-year high, and until Americans are working again, the economy has not recovered. What is the smartest investment you can make? It's food. Having a supply of eFoods Direct 25-year shelf life food is your best investment for the troubled times today and the future. For 32 years, the folks at eFoods Direct have helped thousands take the trouble out of troubled times. So to celebrate our 32-year anniversary, get the best insurance possible with a special one-time offer. A two-month food supply for only $320 and free shipping. That's 352 servings of our newest and most popular award-winning recipes at less than a dollar per serving. The 25-year shelf life allows you to lock your food cost against inflation. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. The two-month supply is only available for a limited time. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. Doctors who have tried Heart and Body Extract with their patients are thrilled with the results as well. Here's what Dr. Goodman has to say about his experience with the product.
If you notice that most times there are these drug ads on TV, they have a list of possible side effects. I find that if you're going to take something that is, you're trading one problem for five or six other problems, that to me doesn't make sense. Using something that is natural, that is absorbed into the body, particularly because it's in a liquid form, I think is the best way to go.
Call to order your two-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
People are being told at their apartment complexes that you can no longer own guns or any other weapon and are not allowed to defend yourself. If you defend yourself, you will be thrown out. And, of course, they're violating their rights. They've signed up with under one contract. And then now they're telling him you've got till next week to get out of your apartment if you don't turn your guns in or get your weapons out of your house. And that's a report up on InfoWars.com. Via News 9 NBC out of Denver, but this is actually going on all over the country. Homeowners associations are now retroactively trying to vote that you can't own guns, and retroactively saying they want to inspect your house. So the new elitism is to be basically an in-between between a Soviet Commissar and a Nazi Gestapo officer. And so now wealthy country clubs are hiring cops to wear battle gear and stand around with machine guns in front of the country club, just randomly. Weddings are doing it. It's like bling. It's like, look, I got cops in battle gear. You know, I mean, it's beyond what the hip-hop folks do with the ladies in bikinis dancing around with the bling. It is just a nation boiling in in a fascination with enslavement and insecurity and tyranny in the name of security when it's actually the opposite of security. And Homeland Security, speaking of that, which is the foreign globalist occupation group here to absorb America, is now putting up billboards and TV ads saying Homeland Security has been criticized over sexy spy ads where they show good-looking women reporting on exclusively white people. It's all minorities reporting on the devil white. So, again, they've already said all the brown people are terrorists now, and so now all the white people must be terrorists. Jack Sprat could eat no fat. What's the old quote? Jack Sprat could eat no fat, and his wife could eat no lean. So in between the two of them, they licked the platter clean. Basically, that's what they've done here. It's just everybody's a terrorist, but the government that publicly runs Al-Qaeda worldwide and puts out fake terror alerts and runs drugs on record. Everybody's bad, but the real terrorist. But it's okay, because they love us and they want to take good care of us. So we're going to be taking your phone calls, and I have my reporters in here. One of them went out yesterday and talked to people about being spied on, and almost all of them said that they loved it and thought it was a great idea to have no rights and be spied on. That was Leanne McAdoo's report. And then Gigi Arnetta went out and did a report. We heard about these spontaneous people over overpasses with American flags against the NSA and calling for the impeachment of Obama and against the move to take our guns. Thousands showed up in L.A., hundreds in other cities, more than 10 places I know of in Austin in two different demonstrations where you'd have 20 people, 10 people. Still just amazing that happened spontaneously off the Internet. And these people had the light of liberty in their eyes. They were well-spoken. Just to contrast the dead eyes of the zombies, just begging to be enslaved and overrun by every form of evil versus those that are out there standing up for these fools' rights. Just amazing. So let's go to your phone calls, though, as promised right now. Let's talk to Angelo in New York. You're on the air. Welcome.
Hey, Paisan, Kizadich. I'm calling from New York, and wow, a lot of crazy things are going on in New York, Alex, and watching your show on YouTube woke me up to a lot of it. And when I tried to explain this to a lot of my friends and family, they're just like in la-la land, and I think I figured out why. I mean, I went to NYC.gov, and I realized all the sodium fluoride that they're putting in our water, and if you go to their website and you look it up, you'll notice how they explain everything to us on how it's supposedly supposed to be good for you. But little do they know, they don't show containers of the big skulls on the sodium fluoride that they're supposed to be labeling. They don't show that on the website. And we're also having a major prescription drug problem in New York. Everybody is like in La La Land. And a lot of people I know are dying from prescription drugs. I've been to a few funerals in the past few years. It's a huge police state. They're pulling over everybody, especially near Midtown Manhattan. It's just like, I feel like I'm going through Germany in the late 30s, searching through my stuff, stopping my bike, shutting my bike, putting gloves on, about to hit me, police. It's just horrible what's going on, and a lot of people aren't aware about what's going on. And I would say more people that are aware of it are the people who have access to the Internet. So a lot of older people don't have access to the Internet, and they don't know what's really going on because they're watching Fox and CNN. But I have experienced so many different crazy things that are going on in New York right now, and I think that InfoWars should be on every newsstand in New York. Every newsstand, InfoWars should be there. Whatever we have to do, Alex, to get it out there, we have to do it.
Well, that's why I put out the magazine and have a plan to try to syndicate it. I just don't have the money, the infrastructure, or the managerial talent to properly do it. But we've got a pretty good team overall. We're trying to do it. We just are doing so many things, developing the TV show with all these stations already lined up to pick it up. Trying to finish the Obama deception too, doing the Daily Show, dealing with the collapse of just general society and people's mental health just around us. It is all of us are fighting as hard as we can, brother, and God bless you. And I appreciate you calling. Good to hear from you, Angelo. Yeah, since you mentioned the fluoride in the water, they knew in the 1800s they had studies on what fluoride that got into water supplies was doing, that it was brain damaging people and also making them docile. And then they got University of Texas study from the 20s you can pull up that it lowered IQ, made people docile. The Soviets, starting in the 20s, started putting it in the water in work camps, and that's in Pulitzer Prize-winning books. You can look it up. The Hitler got that from them. He put it in his work camps, not his death camps, in his work camps. They put, what was it, 3 parts per million in it. But that made them too sluggish, so they went down to 1.6. We have the Nazi model of it put in our water, on record. And the average person just can't deal with that. So then last year, a Harvard study comes out looking at 24 studies, including some of their own, over the last several decades, and said, wow, it lowers women's IQ 17 points if you just drink this water for 10 years as a child. And it lowers men, I think it was 23 points, so I just say 20 points, because that averages together. And massive cancer increases. I mean, look at the public. Look at us all. We're all ugly compared to our grandparents and parents. I mean, we all, you know, I mean, my dad looked like a movie star. My mom looked like a movie star. I mean, I look pretty good, talking a little bit older, but I look ragged and drugged out and ugly and old, even though I try to eat non-GMO and all the rest of it. I mean, we're walking dead, folks. And I mean, look at my grandparents. They look like movie stars. I look at old photos. Even just average people just looked really healthy. They ate like pigs. They smoked cigarettes. They drank like fish. You know, most people do, and they look great. You go look at the French who don't eat GMO. I mean, they smoke 2-3 packs of cigarettes, drink constantly. They have hundreds of sexual partners. They live on average just like almost a decade longer than Americans. We are being murdered, folks. We are the model, okay? Everybody needs to understand that. This is the type of society we're in. The rats they feed GMO, in every case, within 3 generations, are almost completely sterile, deformed with tumors all over them. And it doesn't matter what GMO they feed rats, it doesn't. Because it's designed, folks. We're only a generation into this, and people are dying all over the place. And so that's what's so frustrating, and it's what's so stupid about, you know, you'll run into feds or something with sunglasses on and trench coats, bugging their eyes out of you like you're supposed to be scared of an earpiece and them acting offensive. It's like, dude, you're walking dead, bro. You're in the same club as I'm in, walking dead. I mean, you're under a total scientific attack, and you're playing along, you know, in dress-up here. You're like you're protecting us from some terror threat when it's publicly run by your bosses. So that's why, I mean, I'm not even worried, folks. It's like there's a reactor leak. We got to fix it or all of us are dead, basically, as a society. I'll use the Star Trek analogy. For people that can't get a historical comparison, you know, the reactor's leaking. The Enterprise isn't going to escape Khan detonating the weapon system. And somebody's got to go in there and fix it or nobody's going to make it. I mean, this is guaranteed pure evil. If you don't believe in Satan, I don't know what planet you're living on, folks. Because this is a pure, diabolical, total evil program run out of Europe and the United States. America and Europe aren't doing it. We were the most powerful host to have the organism grow in it. And so it's 100% fact that the city of Austin, where I no longer live, our offices are here, puts weaponized levels of fluoride in the water, 1.6 per parts per million, even though the government under lawsuits, when their own scientists rebelled, near unanimously, thousands of their toxicologists and scientists last year sent a letter saying, you got to take it out, cancer, death, you got to get the fluoride out. The feds went, okay, we'll recommend if cities want, they can cut to 0.7 part per million or cut it in half, basically. None of them did it. They know full well that they told them 7 years ago, don't give babies fluoride water. But you see ads everywhere. For your baby needs fluoride, folks. They know exactly what they're doing. Okay? They are murdering you and your family, and they think it's funny, and they think it's cute, and they think it's fun. And if you go to the Austin City Council or any other city council, they'll sit there like fat, degenerate, murderous pigs and put a chemical weapon in the water And they all drink filtered water, and they all eat non-GMO. They know what they're doing. They're part of the club, folks. They've been brought into the club. They know. You have to understand that. That's why they laugh, even when we bring scientists, Harvard and other scientists there, to tell them. They laugh because they know. They're like, ha, 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 no.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
Did you know there are 3 million edible food plants on Earth, and none have the nutritional value of the hemp plant? HempUSA.org offers you hemp protein powder. It does not contain chemicals or THC, is non-GMO, and is 100% gluten-free. Hemp protein powder burns fat, builds muscle, contains 53% protein, and feeds the body the nutrients it needs. Call 888-910-4367 and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Only at HempUSA.org.
You know about RVs, you've heard about bunkers, but surviving is not recreation, and man wasn't made to live underground. Introducing Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid survival bug-out house that's mobile, well-equipped, and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Go to survivalistcamps.com to learn more. That's survivalistcamps.com, providing your basic needs to survive. Survivalistcamps.com.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30%, while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us, and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
There is a false sense of security that the greatest economic crash since the Great Depression is over. But unemployment is still at a 20-year high, and until Americans are working again, the economy has not recovered. What is the smartest investment you can make? It's food. Having a supply of eFoods Direct 25-year shelf life food is your best investment for the troubled times today and the future. For 32 years, the folks at eFoods Direct have helped thousands take the trouble out of troubled times. So to celebrate our 32-year anniversary, get the best insurance possible with a special one-time offer. A two-month food supply for only $320 and free shipping. That's 352 servings of our newest and most popular award-winning recipes at less than a dollar per serving. The 25-year shelf life allows you to lock your food cost against inflation. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. The two-month supply is only available for a limited time. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
All right, I got to stop ranting and go to your phone calls. It's just that Bertrand Russell, Aldous Huxley, Julian Huxley, the head of the UN program at UNESCO, Secretary General of UNESCO, the current White House science czar, John P. Holdren. I mean, I've read hundreds of quotes and statements by these people in the 20s, 30s, 40s, 50s, 60s, 70s, 80s, 90s, right through to now, saying, yeah, we're going to put stuff in vaccines to make people more pliable, and we're going to put things in the water supply so that they're not as fertile, so they don't live as long into long age, late age, where they deplete the social network. And that's why you get so-called liberals on the news going, yeah, let's kill grandma. Let's not give her all the treatment we've paid into. That's the collectivism. You get the young, self-centered, authoritarian liberal. He's not even a liberal. And they're like, yeah, let's kill old people. I want what they get. As if the globalists are going to give you anything, you moron. You're just in the domestication phase before slaughter, stupid. These are organized criminals who know what they're doing. And now the word's gone down, even to the city levels, I've confirmed, with a lot of their operatives, mayors and others, who have actually been brought in on the plan and are going along with it. And the rationale is we're doing it for the earth, we're going to reduce population, the human group is a disease, we've got to get it under control, as Prince Philip and as Prince Charles have both said publicly. Don't believe me? Just type in Prince Charles says we should reduce population with a bioweapon. Or Prince Charles. And so they're just stunning us right now. Kind of like you humanely electrocute, now they send high voltage into a sheep's brain to knock it out before they butcher them over under EU rules. You can pull up those videos of them doing that. Don't pull it up for viewers, but people can see it if they want to see it. And that's kind of what's happening now. We're being humanely stunned, in their own words, ahead of the bioweapon being released. Let's go to Rob. Rob in Pennsylvania, you're on the air. Go ahead, then we'll go to Habib and others. Go ahead.
Hi, Alex. Thanks for taking my call.
Yes, sir.
I'm a first-time caller. I've been listening for about a year now, and I want to thank you for waking me up. This would have been in 2002, early 2003, I was working as a paramedic firefighter in Baltimore, and we took a gentleman to the hospital who was quite obvious he was either FBI or CIA. There's a lot of the complexes down there around Baltimore Airport. He was dying. He was having a heart attack, and you could tell the look of death was in his eyes. And he told me he'd done terrible things. He said people who were innocent had died because of things he did. I shocked him. I brought him back to life. And he said he saw terrible things, and he said that he was afraid that it's too late. This is back then. I think perhaps we've slowed things down, but I'm calling to urge firefighters in Los Angeles, police department in Los Angeles, all these people who know something need to come forward so we can stop this.
Specifically, what was he saying? They were going to plan some big stage terror attack?
He didn't go into specifics, but at the time, this was status post, the whole anthrax type deal. I think that's what he was kind of hinting at, but he would not go into specifics.
Well, who knows? They might have poisoned him. He might have been dying. He might have known that, too. Yeah, but those guys always, when they get ready to die, they start begging Jesus, especially when they've been shocked back to life, because a lot of times they see some really bad stuff if they've flown into the bad side of the universe. And is that what you saw in his eyes when you brought him back to life? He'd gone to the bad place?
The amazing thing with heart attacks, when people die, when their heart dies, their mind does not. Numerous people I've shocked back to life told me that they could feel the whole thing happening. They could hear me. They could hear the chaos, and they could feel that power. And I'm not a religious person, but that in itself has always made me think that perhaps there is something else.
Sure. Well, the scientists try to make it up and say, oh, well, it must just be some ancestral programming or memory. But it's more every culture has the same experience. Bad people go to hell with all these other horrible people. You're basically with all their spirits. That's what hell is being with all the other bad people like yourself. Or they go in and it's just white throne, the absolute peace and timelessness. And then I've talked to so many people, soldiers, police, you name it, who are particularly good. The whole deal, the angels there, they go, you're being sent back. They're given the data download. It's incredible. It's so real. And I've had my own private experiences I won't talk about on air because they make an issue out of it in the news. But let me tell you, folks, it's real. There is a heaven. There is a hell. There are demons. There are angels. It's all real. And I just really feel sorry for people that have served evil because they're going to go to hell. And anything else you want to add, sir?
Yeah, I do.
Well, stay there. I'm going to come back to you. We're going to get our reporters in here and have them do a report. Then we'll go to all the other callers that are there as well. Stay with us.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Introducing Pro One. All of your filtration in one system, portable, on the go. No more do you have two or three filters to just reduce sodium fluoride. You have a system that cuts out the sodium fluoride and up to 95% of hydrofluorosilicic acid. Advanced manufacturing technology combines silver impregnated white ceramic with new Aquametics advanced media for removal of fluoride and other heavy metals, all in one filter element. It is the only one that does it, and out of the gate, we have it discounted at 10% off with promo code WATER. This is the only system that in one unit helps reduce or remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, ammonia and chlorine, hydrofluorosilicic acid, the most common form of fluoride not covered by other fluoride filter brands, and sodium hexafluorosilicate. Get your Pro Pure with the new Pro One filter today at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling 888-253-3139.
How's your pH today? Are you acidic? How alkaline is your blood and body? What is the pH of the water you drink? We are AlkaVision, and we have the answers. Drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining vibrant health and high energy, because bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline, high pH environment. If your drinking water isn't at a pH level of 8 or higher, boost it with AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Our unique formula will alkalize your water, ridding your body of harmful toxins and acid, and help regain energy and health. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise the pH of your body to optimal levels. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615, 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy three Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed-saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American-owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Colonel Craig Roberts, a good friend of mine, I've known him for about 16 years, was in Vietnam as a Marine Corps sniper, then he was in the Army, then he was a police department helicopter pilot, SWAT team leader, and he died for 10 minutes and had the whole experience where he went up to heaven, the angel that had been there his whole life with it, that he'd never seen, but his imaginary friend when he was a kid, you know, that feeling of somebody's watching him was right there. He was given all this information, sent back. People laugh at that. Whether you believe that's real or not, that's the deeper human psyche. That's what's going on. And we were talking to a paramedic, Rob, who I'm going to let finish up, and then we're going to go to this very important report with our two reporters here in studio to finish the other point you were trying to make. But first off, so you shock him back to life. He says, I've done horrible things. Horrible things are going to happen. I guess he was, you know, mentioning something about anthrax attacks or whatever, and that he'd done bad things, and that I guess innocent people had been killed. And we know that was a federal operation. It's now come out. They even killed a patsy over it. But And that's a whole other subject for folks that want to look into it. But that was done to get the Patriot Act passed. But did he say anything else before he finally died again? And were you unable to shock him alive again?
No, actually, we got him back, and he was doing fine. I went and spoke to him in his hospital room later that day.
Okay, so he didn't die. You're saying he had death on him, and you brought him back. Okay.
Yeah, he had death on his face. We brought him back. He was touch and go there for a while. I believe, if I remember correctly, they either did angio or one of the procedures that they did back then for
sure.
That. But no, he survived, and I tell you, I hold hope that he remembered that experience and he did something to change the wrongs that he did.
What specifically did he say about I did horrible things? I mean, it sounded like you were warning that he was saying there might be a terror attack, that they were behind it. I mean, what was he getting at specifically?
It wasn't any of the specific things that he said. It was just back then I wasn't as awake as I am now. You see people like this, they're dying, they have guilt, but you're there to treat the patient and not the psyche. So you kind of try to comfort the patient. Yeah, it's going to be okay. I'm going to do, I've done training. I know how to do this. I can do it. I just need you to calm down, relax. We're going to go through this step by step, and I'm going to help you get better. But as far as going to anything further, I wasn't awake at the time. Our department was pretty busy with the anthrax scares, but something in my mind connected the two.
Absolutely. What was the other point you wanted to make?
Let's Roll 2013, a peaceful rally. It's going to be held nationwide and locally throughout the United States to try to bring back the Constitution. And I was just trying to get a plug so we can get our numbers up. And I saw the overpasses for Obama, and that's great, too. But I think this fall is the chance we have to save this country.
I agree with you, and it's good to hear from you. I appreciate you calling into the broadcast. Now, shifting gears, this dovetails with what the caller was just talking about. One of my reporters yesterday was out and saw people doing overpass banner hangs, return the Constitution, come and take it, defend the Second Amendment, impeach Obama for NSA spying, restore the Fourth Amendment. And it turned out these were all over town and at the Capitol, 10, 20, 30 people, depending on which spontaneous event it was. And by spontaneous, people just heard the call on Facebook all over the country. There were thousands in L.A., hundreds in other cities, but thousands at one spot in Los Angeles. There's going to be more in the next few days. And I was watching the nightly news last night from home, a rebroadcast of it, because it was restreaming. And I saw Gigi Arnett's report, that we're going to get to secondarily, where the people were so electric, so alive, why they were out there, why they just heard the call to go and stand for the Bill of Rights, the Constitution. America's in trouble. And then I watched the next piece where Leanne McAdoo went out, and the majority of people she talked to in Austin said, I want to be spied on. I want to have my rights taken. So first we're going to get to Leanne McAdoo's report and then compare that to the type of people that want freedom. And if you're a radio listener, you can hear how pathetic these people are. It's very sad. But to see them, to see the weakness in their eyes and that they're scared and they go, oh, I like being spied on. They know full well this is tyranny. But they just think they're going to appease it. Well, when liberty fails, the best men rot in filthy jails, and those that cry to appease are hung by those they tried to please, to quote an old Revolutionary War statement said by an unknown person. Let's go ahead and go to this first report.
Surprise, surprise. It turns out the NSA has been using your information for a lot more than just fighting international terrorism. Has your wife ever cooked anything in a pressure cooker?
Yes.
Yes. Yes.
I personally have not, but like I said, my mom is really into pressure cooker recipes.
Is she a terrorist?
No.
No?
Are you sure?
Yeah. No, very, very much not a terrorist.
At one time, the wife had looked up pressure cooker recipes, and at another time, her husband was looking up backpacks. They came to their house. The federal agents came to their house and started asking them a bunch of questions about being terrorists. Do you feel comfortable with the fact that your Google searches are being used in this way?
Sure, I have nothing to hide. They can question me all they want.
I'm sure it's an effort to keep us all safe, and hopefully that was cleared up pretty easily with a few good answers.
If you don't have anything to hide, then you don't have anything. Then you shouldn't be scared of, then you shouldn't be scared of anything.
No, I don't do no provocative searches anyway. So,
how do you feel about the NSA logging all your Google searches and sometimes supplying that to local police?
Good.
You're good. You feel good about that? You don't think that that's entrapment?
It's bad.
That entrapment is bad.
Have you been drinking today?
No.
Hi there.
So you're comfortable with the NSA collecting your innocuous Google searches?
I am.
Everyone's okay with it. They're like, I like being spied on. It is cool.
Honestly, we need to be safe.
For the InfoWars Nightly News, I'm Leanne McAdoo.
We need to be safe. Were they safe in Nazi Germany? Were they safe in Soviet Russia? No. Are they using this data for corporate fraud? Are they using it to be able to con the people? Are they using it to be able to gouge folks and manipulate the market? Absolutely. We're not safe because we have a tyrannical government. Historically, that's the most dangerous thing. Now, contrast that with Gigi's report here, where she went out to the spontaneous rallies to impeach Obama that happened nationwide here in Austin and the people she talked to. Here's that report.
I'm Gigi Urnetta reporting for InfoWars.com and InfoWars Nightly News, and we're standing here on an overpass at Manor Drive in Austin, Texas, where people are honking for Obama's impeachment. So what gave you guys this idea?
This is a national movement. It was started by James Neighbors, who's up in Oklahoma. We now have, we've got groups like this in all 50 states. And, yeah, we're just out here trying to raise people's awareness a little bit and get them woken up to what's going on with the Obama administration and try to get him out of office.
So you believe that these are definitely not phony scandals?
Definitely not. They're felonies, you know? And we elect these folks to govern us, but not to rule us. And we have a constitution to limit the federal government's power, and they're just shredding the constitution daily.
I want to know how many people are out there that would like to be doing something. They get frustrated. They say, well, I'm going to do something tomorrow, and I'm going to do something today, something that's going to count. You know, you got to get out of from behind the computer and go out and try to get some things done.
We're in a neighborhood where people actually told us, that, oh, no, you don't want to go out there. You know, there are too many people for Obama out there. But we're getting a great response, and we're going to stay out here as long as we can.
I'm going to be out here every chance I get. I took off work for this today. I mean, I'd take off work if I was sick or if I had a sick child. The Republic's sick. It needs help. That's what I'm here for.
One group near Los Angeles has 1,780 people. 1,780 people. That's incredible. One group.
And if you go to overpasses.org, you can find out more information about the event they're having August 17th. Get out and help. Help change what's happening to our Constitution. I'm Gigi Urnetta reporting for InfoWars.com and InfoWars Nightly News.
All right, that's Gigi Urnetta. Good job there. Look, everywhere on the sitcoms, the dramas, Miss USA, you name it, they are pushing that we're safe if we're spied on. And here's a clip from Miss USA pageant this year. This is just one of them. And they told them, to win, you go out and say you want to be spied on. Remember a few years ago, a lady said she wanted liberty and didn't want the Patriot Act? So they said, oh, she lost. She was runner-up because she said she wanted freedom. That's why they all say, I want you in. I love the government. I want world government. I want you. It's an agenda they're pushing. Okay, so listen to this mindlessness right here.
Government tracking of phone records has been in the news lately. Is this an invasion of privacy or necessary to keep our country safe? Why or why not?
Miss Alabama.
I think the society that we live in today, it's sad that if we go to the movies or to the airport or even to the mall, that we have to worry about our safety. So I would rather someone track my telephone messages and feel safe wherever I go than feel like they're encroaching on my privacy.
And again, thank you. She doesn't want to believe that the government could be criminal interests that took over. She doesn't want to believe they run Al-Qaeda when it's on record. I mean, I had Obama's senior, former head of foreign operations of the Secret Service with thousands of people under him, on air saying, yeah, the president's involved with Al-Qaeda. Yeah, it's staged. I think these are fake terror alerts. He even said more off air. Because it's the truth, ladies and gentlemen. Here's the final clip I want to play. Here's Chris Rock, the same attitude. Obama is our daddy. And you do what your daddy says. Here it is.
So, you know, the president and the first lady are kind of like the mom and the dad of the country.
Sure, she's my mama, too.
When your dad says something, you listen. And when you don't, it usually bites you in the ass later on. So I'm here to support the president.
Thank you.
You know, it's funny, and they all look pleased when he says that, spoken like a good cult follower. My dad is named David R. Jones, and his father was named Jerry R. Jones, and then he had a dad named Dad Ross was the nickname. I don't even know my great-grandfather's name. I should know that on this other family. And that was Dad Ross. I mean, I thought my mother was Carol Jones. I didn't know that my mother was Michelle Obama, but I guess I go to restaurants now and there's little cards about she's telling me what to eat, and my kids were going to private school, and it was curriculum from her as well because it was accredited. I mean, so I guess they're full-time homeschooled now. You just can't get away from our mama and our daddy. Let's go to our reporters here. Leanne McAdoo, your report first, and we're going to play a few that disagreed tonight, but they were the vast minority. I'm told what, out of 10 people you talked to, 2 said, no, we have rights. I mean, my God, these people, don't they understand that North Korea is like this?
Exactly. I was shocked. They were literally zombies out there, and they were like, we got to be safe. We need to be safe. And I said, well, don't you feel like that's an invasion of your privacy? Don't you feel like that's entrapment? Well, we got to be safe. And Obama himself said, you know, you're not going to get hit by a terrorist more than a car accident. But we don't have a domestic spying program, you know, and that's what they don't.
Well, Miss Alabama's like, it's so dangerous now. What, honeybees that kill 200 and something people? Terrorists less than 100? What, it's so dangerous with guns? Gun crimes down 61%? Oh, it's so. No, they create the perception like a child thinking a boogeyman's under the table because the babysitter shows him Halloween. It ain't real, folks.
Exactly.
The threat's the government.
Exactly. And I asked the older gentleman who said, you know, his wife cooks with pressure cooker all the time, and I said, well, you'd be okay if they came and kicked down your door like they did with this family?
You're like, yes. Mm-hmm.
He said, well, you know, I'm sure we could get it all solved with a, you know, just by answering a few of their questions.
Yeah, and let them come in with a SWAT team.
Yeah.
Gigi, contrasting that with the great people you saw out there in the 106-degree heat, one guy for 17 hours who had a medical condition, I'm told.
Sheeple come out. That's what it was like. It was amazing. People came out, and as I was leaving, people were actually showing up that you knew just by, you could tell they were like, well, should I be out here? And they came out anyway. And we were up on an overpass where you had to go quite a ways up as a pedestrian overpass to get there. And you could just see the intensity. And the people that I interviewed were so passionate about being there, and they were encouraging and telling people, you know, it's just not about...
They're alive.
Yeah, they're alive. It made me more alive. It was 104, and I came in, and I was ready to do it again. And that's what they were saying.
I think they said 106 yesterday.
Yeah, it was hot and windy, but it was great, because as we were doing the interview, and there's more to it, where we were standing there, people were honking their horns. People were driving by and honking. In the middle of the interviews, they were just, you know, they had signs that said, impeach Obama, get your, and I'm not going to say the word, but a donkey out of the White House, you know, don't spy on me. They had all these signs all down the overpass, all the way across the overpass. It was pretty intense. It was pretty intense.
Well, just the contrast between the two people.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, that's why I wanted to get you guys in here today. It was the contrast on the nightly news of these two different groups of people. And then you see the folks out in California when Mark dies. We've also been out there to interview people. If you say for Obama, we're going to put everybody that owns guns in a concentration camp for Obama. We're going to kill Jews for Obama. They'll say anything. It was for Obama. What do you, that, I mean, that's like mind control.
Well, absolutely. And the weird thing is, I've been out to some of these zombies before on other reports, and it makes me nervous, because it's like they're in a trance, mm-hmm. on some kind of medication. They're not all there. And then when I went out to this, I didn't know what to expect. The people were alive. It made me excited. They were like, we need to defend the Constitution. We're standing up. And they had, I don't know if you saw, but they had armbands. And without, you know, looking at it, you think, well, could, you know, reminded me of something weird, so I asked. But it was for SEAL Team 6 that they were wearing armbands, because I felt like...
Oh, it's good to bring that out, that they clearly killed them, yeah.
And they want to stay...
Well, what do the SEALs think? They're not going to be sent on a fake Bin Laden raid and not be killed.
Mm-mm.
They're going to get rid of you.
Right.
You
right.
can't be part of this and not be killed.
But that's part of the phony scandal. You know, that's what Obama...
Oh, Jay Carney said so. Who's a known admitted liar.
Well, that's why they're so scared of the people that are awake and alive and who are trying to rally together and make some changes. They want to. They like the zombies.
Well, I've thrown a lot of points out here. Great job on the reports and with the nightly news crew. There's going to be more tonight. But I want to send you guys back out, both of you now, and Jakari and everybody else, out there to then challenge him. I'm going to write some questions up and then say, so you support what they did in Soviet Russia and Nazi Germany. Mm-hmm. Why was it different there? Okay, well, this is illegal. Obama says they're not doing it, but they are. And really challenge them. I want to just say, what's wrong with you, to these people?
Ask them to bring the truth. The truth.
Well, I mean, I would ask them, why do you seem so glaze-eyed?
Okay.
You know, what's wrong?
Gladly do that.
Now, the one older guy, you could tell he was scared, just wanting to comply. Like, I'll do whatever you say. You know, I think, the Fuhrer is good. I mean, it's basically that attitude of, I'll do whatever I'm told, just leave me alone.
Right, kick my door down.
Don't they get the tyrants want to dominate you and take your wealth? The fact that you lay down to them, that's what makes them run over you.
Well, they don't understand that. But they are going to do this again on the 17th of August, all across the United States. So if they go to overpasses.org, they can find out more about it.
Yeah, we should get the director of that on, and we should launch things like this as well. I mean, this is what it's all about. And will this one operation save us? No, but everything together, the resistance will.
Can you go without a good meal for 3 days? Is your pantry prepared for what's around the corner? At PantryPrepared.com, we offer gourmet meals for any budget. They're GMO-free, contain no MSG, and have a 25-year shelf life. Gluten-free meals are also available. Order this week and get free shipping and a free cube stove that heats up to 1,200 degrees. To learn more about a free 1-year supply package, visit PantryPrepared.com. That's PantryPrepared.com or call 801-913-1441.
Are you ready to fight back? Fight back against the army of spies, scammers, and government wonks that are hell-bent on stealing your information? Let me ask you one question. What are you doing right now to protect your privacy? Learn how to take your identity off the grid and even disappear forever with this weird trick at PrivacyRadio.com. I'll show you how to protect yourself and your family from big government and big business in just 10 easy steps. Go to PrivacyRadio.com to learn more.
Protecting your home with a security system is a must. But when it comes to protecting your family, your home, and belongings, there's no need to sign a long-term contract. Listen, there is some real scum in the alarm business cashing in by locking you into long, punishing contracts. Not with SimpliSafe Home Security. They're the good guys. You can trust SimpliSafe to protect your family. SimpliSafe was created by a Harvard Business School engineer, and it's revolutionary. You'll get 24-hour protection for just $14.99 a month. There are no hidden fees and no contracts. You'll save thousands. Plus, you're protected by their 100% money-back guarantee. Protect yourself against home invasions and break-ins. Order your SimpliSafe system now and receive a wireless keychain remote, a $25 gift, free. So don't waste your time dealing with scum. Visit GetSimpliSafe.com. GetSimpliSafe.com. GetSimpliSafe.com.
Time and time again.
You need to come here and help us. We need assistance. Please.
Those we should be able to depend on let us down.
Federal and state and local officials saying help is on the way. Well, the folks here in Bell Harbor say show me.
Don't depend on the government to save you. Take action now so that you're prepared for the next disaster. With MyPatriotSupply.com. Get the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Call 866-229-0927.
We are hurting down here, and we need help immediately.
Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
News today, oh boy.
The cancer rates in children went up 10,000% because the government loves me. I take the shots and have a convulsion. I give my child a shot. They never talk again. Thank you, New World Order.
I saw the
thank you for the gifts. You are my cupcake, Obama. I love you. You're so trendy. I like it when you bomb third world countries. Oh, man.
They've seen his face before. Nobody was really sure he was from the house of God.
That's a pretty song.
I saw a film today, oh boy.
The English Army.
The English Army had just won the war.
We're back live, ladies and gentlemen.
A crowd of people turned away. But I just had to look, having read the...
That's right, I just had to look. I couldn't turn away. Thanks for joining us. Ladies and gentlemen, Adan Salazar is about to break some big news. Because he's gone to the courthouse, gotten the affidavits, court records. You know that little girl, Alexandria Hill, who got her brains bashed out a few months after she was taken because the father got ratted out for smoking marijuana late at night while watching movies with his wife? I mean, of course you got to take a child for that. Turns out the foster parents, the male foster parent, it's the woman who's been arrested for reportedly bashing the brains out, of a little two-year-old, Alexandria. Turns out he has multiple convictions for being a drug dealer. So if you smoke a joint watching a movie, we're going to take your kids and give them to people that look like trolls. And a little girl's going to get beat up and have black eyes and her hair falling out. And the state's going to not help. They know what they're doing. And then when they kill her, well, that's just somebody else to throw in the prison. But they're going to hand your kids over to people with drug convictions. Drug dealing convictions. Two drug dealing convictions. Not one, but two. And of course, all the prosecutors and bad cops that are on the YouTube video defending it, you people are sick. And I'm going to just give you some bad news, okay? Bad news for you. All this evil is going to come back on you. And I've had bad cops go, what is that, a threat? And I go, no, dummy. If you had any spirit, you'd know that when you do bad stuff, man, you're not God-fearing. It's not that I even want to do bad things, but I just think about bad things just to analyze them, and I just think about how bad that is and how I don't want to be part of that. It's called God-fearing. And you people do not have any bearing. You don't have any mooring, any rudder, any compass, any North Star. You do not have any conscience. And you just think whatever is good for you must be good for everybody. So if you want to steal from people or you want to cheat and you want to rationalize, that's okay. And it goes for the general public as well. I mean, this television is nothing but a demonic society now. I'm going to come back, go to calls. The GM Griffin's going to be on. Ed, if Ed wants to get his country back. Anthony wants to talk about sodium fluoride. Brad wants to talk about Christians. Daryl wants to talk about Talkers Magazine. Comey wants to talk about solutions. I'll get to a bunch of you. Some of you will be talking to GM Griffin. So stay there. I want to get to everybody that I just mentioned and more. Briefly, you can get all the great longevity products discounted at InfoWarsHealth.com, the very best out there, and that's what finances the show to a great extent. You can also get the ProPure water filters, the lowest prices out there, 10% off, promo code WATER at InfoWarsStore.com. See the side-by-side comparisons. It blows the competition out of the water, literally. InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWarsHealth.com. Get the T-shirts, get the Patriot gear, get the magazine at cost. Get it out to people. Wake them up. Wear your colors proud. More than 50 great t-shirts for men and women. InfoWarsStore.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Hello, I'm Alex Jones. Myself, my family, the InfoWars.com team want to relay to you and your families that we are intensifying our efforts against the globalist on every front. InfoWars.com is leading the fight against the technocrats. But we can't do that without your help. By getting the films, bumper stickers, and t-shirts at InfoWars.com, you will wake up people in your area and support our operation as we move to the next level. We need your help to spread the word like never before. They wish to hide themselves during this tectonic battle between the forces of freedom and darkness. You are the response to the globalist technocrats and their program of global eugenics dehumanization and ultimate extermination. The war is here. It's an info war. The spirit of 1776 versus the mindset of 1984.